Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Rogers show in memory of our great founder and
DLC opening. Welcome to DLC. Get out of great. Call us in for 6. 7-7-3 is for 9. Thank you, Black Eyes, whatever, for another year of the DLC. Moving to our 1,100 show this year. On Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning, Pacific time, it's a mighty Oba. That Freeman, George Randy, the Red Man, Road Dog Bus, the Winner's Edge, at 2 Eastern 11 Pacific, and by Gozingham, and go to River Roll, and Harper, go to Social News. Sunday night is a musical mind dream. Wednesday night is a musical stir fry. This is the brother Anthony at the Anthony Johnson Show. Political food for the show. For the show, check out your local Facebook for broadcast time. I'm Rogers, the former magazine, Tory Wade, the CEO of Buzzmasters, good news for Black Community. Young Gun, Trevor, single kids, your kids are great, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting grades, getting A's in school, get in contact with Travis on Facebook.com. Remember, your Rogers, CEO, BASN, New York City, New York, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Get the cold camera email at dlcgray@gmail.com. Join the cold camera and the soul patrol on Facebook.com. Thomas Madison's senior house by his Thomas. NCAA, the coaching carousel continues. Tony Elliott becomes the new Virginia head football coach. Hugh Jackson as the Grambling football team. That's interesting. Because Jackson was also a coordinator, offensive coordinator. Yeah, another HBCU. NCAA women. The Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech beat the Lady Huskies 57-44. They're a great defensive matchup. And the first, the second-ranked UConn Huskies lose again. Well, they're star backers. First unranked team being since 2012. UConn, the Oklahoma Sooners, upset 16th-ranked BYU Lady Cougars. The Morgan State Bears get the Lady Greyhounds of Loyola, Maryland. And the Missouri Valley has not changed the Lady Basketball. And the Bulldogs, the Drake, the Panthers of University of Northern Iowa, and the Lady Bears of Missouri State are off to a good start. And these three teams will be in the NCAA March Madness, as they were last year. Give a few teams a scare. Number one, that guy plays Maryland tomorrow. North Carolina State plays St. Mary's tomorrow. You guys play UCLA on Monday. Denver is at UOP tomorrow. And Baylor number 5 Baylor will play Michigan on my birthday, December 19th. It's ladies news. Mainly baseball. Don't make any other change the rules. Or make new rules during the worst stoppage. This is the worst thing that can happen to Major League Baseball. The longer they're out, the more people are leaving the sport. If they are out more than 2 months, they will lose much money if this continues. me move on. All three division and Breeze. Best of my 37 years old. As a Raider fan, it's an honor to watch Garby play against the Raiders in the old AFL. Respect the Kansas City team. Honor Kansas City. And he should be in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame years ago. University of Miami fires Manny Diaz for not getting into the bowl game for 3 years. Clemson DC coach. Matt Menemoon is now Oklahoma trade their head coach. As the coaching carousel continues, the Rams of Colorado State Wire trade Norwell from Nevada. And this hire is very strange. I do not understand why Nevada Wolfpack would let this guy go after they get to the playoff game and win their conference. You guys have been explaining to do Nevada. Monday, the Kentucky Derby, Marina Spirit dies on the track after a short workout, and then Anita, this is the 20th horse this season to die on the track. This horse also failed the drug test after the Kentucky Derby. Now, I don't know about you, but then I got to talk about these horse races. And the horse is passing away on the field. And the first time, like I said, 20 horses this year have passed away. And the horse race has been down this year. So it should be less than. There are only 2,000. 2 weeks away from 2022, and they almost died the record for number of deaths in the horses that are in Santa Anita. We had two up here in the Bay Area. Marco Cristobal is headed for the back over to Miami as he leaves the Oregon program. After the big loss in Utah, I don't understand this one either. After you rebuild the Oregon Ducks, and the rumor going around, I hope this is not true, that Chip Kelly is going back to Oregon. Please don't let it happen. UCLA playing a boycott of the Beijing Games next month over human rights. Okay, America, you got the nerve to tell somebody else about human rights. You got the audacity to talk about human rights. After what you done to African Americans in the United States. You need to just walk away from this and let Beijing do what they do. Slumby Flyers head coach Manon will not be guy the fly guys anymore. He was fired this week on Monday. Last place Flyers 8-game losing streak. The Flyers have not looked good in the last 2 or 3 years. I think this is the best move the Philadelphia can do. The Vancouver Canucks are looking But you'll get to Vancouver and you'll stay there for 2 or 3 years. And Vancouver will do well. And the way the coaching goes, so you need to get to the sun. Canadians and the Canucks fans are now throwing their jerseys on. You're throwing a $150 jersey one night. You are throwing a $150 jersey on the ice. Are you kidding me? Give me that, but I'll take it. I'll take that. You have the jersey. Give me the money. Baseball Hall of Fame inducts 6 new members. And baseball, doing what baseball does well. It inducts Minnie Minoso, Mr. White Sox, who broke the record for playing in 5 decades. One game, at least one game. Your eyes is Brooklyn Dodger World Series, New York Met manager World Series. He understood the game, small game, and that's why the New York Mets won 2 World Series under him. Minnesota Twins pitcher Jim Cott and Minnesota All-Star Tony Oliva finally get in after decades. Buck O'Neill, and this one, shame on you, baseball, shame on you. Buck O'Neill was Mr. Baseball. Buck O'Neill ate, drank, and sleep baseball. But yet, you would not let him in the Hall of Fame until he died. What is wrong with you? He was the first black base coach in the majors. This guy exuded Major League Baseball. You were not him in the Hall of Fame. See, this is why you're losing African-American fans. This is why black people do not want baseball. Because you're doing stupid stuff like this. Bud Bauer, another Negro League player, is in the Hall of Fame. Like I said, baseball, once again, showing his ugliness. By not putting Dick Allen into the Hall of Fame. He made by one vote. I'm going to tell you a Gary Gray story here. I was a Philly man, regrettably, when Dick Allen wore the red and white. I like Dick Allen. I thought he was the best player on the planet. When the other Phillies traded Dick Allen to Chicago, that was the end for me as a Philadelphia Phillies fan. It was the end because it was the way that it was done. It was the end because they didn't treat Dick Allen like he's supposed to be. Dick Allen was one of the first big men I've ever seen in my life. He died. Like a Buck O'Neill, he died. These two guys should have been walking into the Hall of Fame. Because of that power and control, because of that numbers game, because of that, we gotta do it this way. You let Buck O'Neill walk. You let Dick Allen walk. That's stupidity upon stupidity. Out of baseball, be a baseball. And then you request Dusty Baker to fix your mess in Houston. and baseball being baseball. The Brazilian soccer star, Pelé, is still in the hospital with a colon cancer. Tiger Woods congratulated back on the court this weekend with his son, Charlie. And Charlie, if you look at Charlie, he's a mini tiger. And that's so funny for him. He has the exact same swing as his brother, the mini Tiger Woods. And it's going to be good to watch, When this kid grows up, Serena Williams will not be in the Australian Open. Djokovic is trying to evade the COVID-19 police. Again, I'm going to see if he gets away with it. Sonny Lee and Kyle Dressel is Sports Person of the Year. Sports Industry and the Arizona Coyotes of the National Hockey League almost became hopeless. They didn't pay their taxes this year, and they didn't pay their employees, and they almost became homeless. They paid their taxes on Friday night, so they stay in the arena. Simone Biles became Times Athlete of the Year, bringing up the issue of mental health again. Sports Illustrated. Big Tom Brady, Athlete of the Year, surprise. And the Toronto Raptors are really dealing with COVID-19 as half of the team is on safety protocols. And the Raptors canceled their practice on Thursday afternoon. Sad news for the Racing family. Al Unser, four-time Indy 500 car winner, passed away at 82 years old. The NCAA, this is where we go, okay? The NCAA knew about Auburn and their basketball since 2 years ago. It took them 2 years to get to this conclusion. They put penalties and sanctions on the Auburn Tiger basketball program. You will not be seeing them for a while as the NCAA Auburn Madness. We want to talk about Darryl Thomas. 33 years old. A man, I love this guy because he gave money to the disabled community in California and New York. 33 years young. Family said it was a seizure or a stroke. As he lived by himself, as a concern for many disabled folk who live alone. If an accident occurs, what do they do? And Demaryius Thomas is an example of that. The 2021 football season is coming to a close. The New England Patriots ran the ball down Buffalo Bills' throats Monday night. Only passing the ball four times. It'll be a rematch in 2 weeks. Buffalo has got to get a quarterback. I'm sorry, this guy is not it. The general games. Buffalo at Cleveland, Las Vegas at Kansas City, New Orleans at New York. That was at Washington, Atlanta at Carolina, Seattle at Houston, Detroit at Denver, Chicago had Green Bay, the Rams, I go to the Rams. The Rams are at Arizona. And those are the games for tomorrow. The powers that be, what? The University of Georgia, Bay, Alabama. And then rematch. We know this. That is what you want. You want Alabama and Georgia for the championship game. And you're just discounting Cincinnati. And you are discounting Michigan. Iowa, Michigan upset Georgia. I hope that he gets Alabama all they want. And what we will see. But that's what the industry wants. We know this. They hide it. HBCU News, Louisiana State lost by Louisiana State. They hung in there to the fourth quarter. They couldn't do anything in the fourth quarter. Head coach Eric Dooley, the Prairie View of Southern University. I'm in the Big City and looking for a new coach after a 3-7 season. Johnson C. Smith is also in the coaching hunt, along with them. So we have four schools. HBCU looking for a new head coach. D1, Messiah beat the Dogs, 41-27. Michigan crushes the Hawkeyes. The Bearcats beat Houston to live out of the spot in the playoffs, and people were praying that Cincinnati would lose. It didn't happen. Ohio State better. The Bears beat the Cowboys. As the Cowboys go out of the Big Four, Baylor will move on to play University of Mississippi in the Sugar Bowl New Year's Day. While the Cowboys of Oklahoma State will play Notre Dame on New Year's Day. That's the way it goes. I'm going to take a little break here. Wait, give me the bottle. We come back with the bottle. Commander-in-Chief. As we play in the Commander-in-Chief game today.
Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state.
give up, stand our ground. Yeah. And, you know, all the goals of 2020, that's the one. That's the one. When we get, we're 20 years from now, that's going to keep coming up. What Donald J. Trump did is a complete disgrace to the United States. And he's still trying to undermine his country. What's wrong with y'all? What is it going to take to make you see how disruptive this was? How dangerous this was? Y'all don't care. Y'all don't care. That's what it comes down to. See, I, you know, in my 60 years, I have never seen nonsense like this. You're sitting there, and you are expounding executive privilege. Really? Really? We got Michael thinking in the house. This man almost took over this country.
Mm-hmm.
And people just said, that's okay. That's okay. No, it's not okay. I'm sorry, folks. This is wrong. Dead wrong. And meanwhile, see, this is the thing. Meanwhile, people are dying every week from this virus. A virus that could have been contained 2 years ago. But because this moron didn't do anything, people still died. Michael, what's he?
Brother, I'm telling you, first of all, good afternoon, everybody. But secondly, I'm angry for the same reasons you are, in that when you look at a day of programming, you got to call it exactly that. The news will tell you certain things. If you're to the left, they'll tell you certain things. If you're to the right, they'll tell you certain things. Yep. But what makes it worse is that nobody will properly assess and give people something to think about in terms of, let's keep this within the framework of the stuff we're trying to fix. They don't want to do that.
My question is this. This president, or this vice president, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
broke so many laws,
mm-hmm.
and they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. In fact, you have people say, oh, that's okay. It'll pass. No. See, if you let a rat in your house, mm-hmm. what happens if you let a rat in your house? You get more rats, right?
You definitely get more rats. And you'll draw more rats because they're going to be attracted to what's there. And they're thinking, stuff to eat, stuff to survive, that's all they care about. And the only thing that's going to be with them are other
people. They're eating your clothes, eating your shoes, eating your socks.
Exactly. So they would only do things and only appreciate things that other rats would. And that's why this is so dangerous, because he has a whole bunch of other rats. Real rats and wannabe rats that want to do the same thing he's doing. They like the feeling that they can control whatever they want without any kind of impunity or punishment.
I heard that song.
Destruction was sung by Barry McGuire, who was a veteran. But what we're missing here is that as you were talking about Trump and the rats who go along with what he goes with, we're thinking, or we haven't thought of, how many future rats and ratlings we're going to get because of Trump.
Oh, look at me now.
We're talking so many rats that Decon couldn't take care of their asses.
We have two big rats and a female rats. Representative Bobart from Colorado.
Yep.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, God bless her, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these big rats need to go somewhere high.
It's true. Nope. Listen, as long as Trump is influenced to such a degree that he is, there will be other rats, male and female, looking at what he does and how he does it, because they're going to copy it. Now, you saw that woman.
One good thing about this is that Marjorie Taylor Greene got a real butt on her head. There's a black gentleman, I can't think of his name right now, there's a black gentleman going to run for that seat. Now, I think he can win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name, but he's one of the new bloods. He's challenging Marjorie Taylor Greene with that seat. I hope he wins.
Mm-hmm. Well, for all the rat bitches like Marjorie Taylor Greene, unfortunately, the Democrats have not owned up enough to the fact that she would say and do
anything,
exactly what she's doing anyway.
Yep.
And there's no sense getting huffed up at her.
No.
You got to call her on a crap and deal with her as is. And that means you got to break out the decon. And if that means...
Got a big kid, dude.
That's
real.
Let it mortify her. Make her not important. And they haven't done that because she can say to Ilhan Omar, well, she's a terrorist.
Yep.
And nobody says anything. See, there's the problem. Somebody did not speak up and say, you know, you're out of line. That's BS. Stop it. They have allowed her to do this. And the news, they don't care. They just want clicks.
Michael, this is the thing that gets me angry about this.
What?
Is the consequences. See, what these two ladies have said as consequences. And see, okay, this fool is saying that Elmar is a terrorist. Elmar is black. Elmar is a black female.
hold on, Gary.
A word. Gary, your words.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, it's a tragedy. It will be a tragedy when she loses her life because, well, this thing happened. No, it's always a tragedy when somebody black or brown gets killed. And that's all they're waiting for, to add the sentence, it's a tragedy, because this woman, who is Muslim, and that whole area in Michigan, Minnesota, they've had Muslims settle in that specific area for over a decade now. So it's not a surprise that Omar was elected to office by many of her peers.
That's right.
But they don't care about that because that would be explaining the story.
No, it's okay.
Of course not. And there's the problem. Ilhan Omar is doing the job she was elected to do. And obviously, there are people who feel that she's qualified to do it because she was elected and then reelected. To call her a terrorist and for Congress to allow her to call her a terrorist is at the heart of the problem. They're both wrong.
My question to your Republican, my Republican friends, what are you doing? My Republican friends, why are you speaking out against this? My Republican friends, why are you standing up for truth and justice? Not the Trump truth and justice, real truth and justice.
Right.
Because when Ms. Bobart, whatever her name is.
Pervert? Oh, yeah, her.
When she said what she said, you Republicans said, hey, wait, whoa, back up.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that. This is how silly this is getting now. She has a picture of her kids with AK-47s underneath the Christmas tree.
I saw that.
You have kids with AK-47s under the tree. Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?
She's pushing as many emotional buttons as she can. And she knows what she's doing, and the press is going along with it by letting her do that. Somebody at any time could have said, stop. And they chose not to. Somebody in any news concern could have said, that's not news. We're not going to print that.
If I have my five godwords under a Christmas tree with AK-47s, what would they call me?
Gary Al-Haziz, terrorist to the stars.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And because they're Korean, Japanese, Indonesian, and Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of nonsense we have in this country now. And led by 45, the grand poobah. Really?
No.
Anyway, I want to end the episode and move on to sports.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Lewis, tomorrow morning, I would like the American public to wake up and turn on ESPN2. I know I don't like ESPN either, but this is the only thing, this is the only place we're going to get it.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Going for his eighth title in 12 years.
That's an amazing feat.
This guy will break Michael Schumacher's record. But there's a caveat to this. There's a guy named Max Verstappen who has won 8 races this year. Mr. Hamilton won 7.
Mm-hmm.
They have even number of points.
Mm-hmm.
If Lewis Hamilton wins, he wins his 8th title.
Mm-hmm.
If Max Verstappen wins, he wins his first title.
Mm-hmm.
And that caveat, if Mr. Verstappen runs into Mr. Hamilton, runs him off the road, Mr. Verstappen still wins the title by virtue of wins per year.
Right.
I think this is a travesty because I need it. That means that Lewis Hamilton has to run a clean game. I mean a clean game all through the race. And we all know there are 16 other cars on this race.
Mm-hmm.
That means there are 16 other people that are racing this race.
That's true. But Gary,
the only good thing about this is Lewis Hamilton has got the pole position. And when you have the pole position, you get away, get out of there, get away. But the people fast, you can't. You know?
Listen, Gary, no matter what, Lewis Hamilton is a phenom. Because he's not even 30 years old. If he is, he's barely on the other side
he's
of the
road. He's 33, 34.
Okay, excuse me, 30, okay, so still, in a sport like that where we saw people like Mario Andretti be successful into his mid-40s and thereabouts, he's a baby. So the things that he's done, if you would step them up in comparison, it's amazing. You know, nobody's been where Lewis Hamilton has been before. And that he can win an ace title would be unprecedented. And Michael Schumacher did it.
12 years.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. To be at the top of a sport like that and remain successful, yeah, that's saying a lot. But let's look at the conditions. You just said it. If Verstappen runs him off the road, he wins.
Yep.
If there are other situations which would seem unsightly in our minds, but within the rules of the rules, the racing rules that they set up, he wins. So Hamilton, who has the pole, has the haul ass from the time they throw the flag. That's right. He's going to be gone, and everybody's going to try to catch him. So we know, and this is where it gets tricky. Somebody, I think, will come in to fudge up the race, and I don't think it's Verstappen. It's going to be somebody from the back of the pack.
Oh man! I really hope not.
You know, gee, it's too obvious. They already know. Okay, so if Max runs him off the road, Max wins. And they'll say, he did felony assholery in doing what he did. But true.
They won't say he's a bad guy. They won't say he was unsportsmanlike. They'll just say he won. And that's what he wants you to say.
Yeah. But if the shoes were reversed, it'd be calling him everything, going after 70% of God.
Of course.
Oh, man. Hamilton's
proven one thing. There's nobody in his sport that's better than him. Ever since he came on, you just said it. That many tournaments, that many wins in 12 years, that's an amazing average. And I don't think anybody in his sport will match that anytime soon.
No, I really don't. Anybody will win that six in a row, which is what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But Gary, you know,
good news in what we do is bad news for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to hear about Lewis Hamilton because, well, you know, he's the black guy. Let's be real.
In the American sports,
listen, the only reason we're talking about him now is because the other networks are making up this, you know, rivalry that they're expecting to see. And that rivalry is only going to be because they've made it clear to him that the parameters are in his favor. If he tries to run him off the road and he succeeds, he wins. It won't be because he's a better driver or more skillful driver. It'll be because they told him, do what you need to do to get rid of him, and you'll win.
Well, you know what, Michael? I'm glad you brought that up because every racing team, they have a racing partner.
Right.
His partner is a Bottas from Germany.
Right.
Now, I've watched the way Bottas runs. And see, when you got a Mercedes, when you have a Mercedes-Benz car,
yep.
You have the best car on the race course.
Yeah.
So, Bottas, all he has to do tomorrow, this is what teammates are supposed to do. Teammates are supposed to protect you from your rear.
Supposedly, that's right.
I have yet to see Bottas do that.
Well, you're speaking about the other issue, Gary. Now we're talking about money. You're talking Mercedes-Benz. You're talking McLaren, you're talking Ferrari, you know, all the high-end cars.
And Red Bull.
Red Bull was a sponsor. Red Bull's involved. But ultimately, this is some serious, serious money.
Oh, yes,
and
it is. Yes,
sponsorship.
It
is. Sponsorship is at the heart of this. He's going to always get sponsors, but to win an unprecedented A title, that's serious. That's beyond a strata that few can recognize for an individual sport.
And you know what, Michael? I think that if Andy happens to him tomorrow, I need to go retire. Because he's won. He's already won, people.
Would you blame him? Mm-hmm. But would you blame him? He has nothing to prove.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. If he wins somehow tomorrow, he has 8 titles. Schumacher has 7. Verstappen doesn't have any yet. But he's got 8 titles. You know how long it would take them to break his record or even match his record? No way. He will be at a level... And this is a black athlete. He'll be at a level above what anybody else in his sport has done. So this goes back to the connection and comparison from Jimi Hendrix to Eric Clapton. Everybody thought Clapton was great, but when they heard Jimi Hendrix,
everybody
Exactly. You didn't tell me he was that good. Well, apparently Lewis Hamilton is that good. And because he's that good, well, you just have to sit back and recognize. Simple as that.
Well, the sport should be engaging and the sport should be enjoying this ride. It's inviting it. They're inviting this. So.
You can't have somebody come down like that and knock down icons like Andretti and others for years just by simply being good at what he does.
Well, I think that's gonna be his saving grace. Everybody in the racing community knows how good he is, so you have to go mess with him out in the mound. We're gonna see what happens.
But hold on, you just said it. Hamilton's been a champion for 7 years in a row. Now, if anybody had been in any sport, forget about whether it's Formula One racing, any sport, if we found out that Gary Norris Gray was the Bidwish champion 7 years in a row, somebody would know about it and say so. Hey, that's Gary Gray. We don't want to play cards with him. You know, see, Lewis Hamilton is in that area. But yet, unless it's in Europe, we don't really hear a lot about him, do we? They don't say anything about him like it's a big deal.
I remember about 5 or 6 years ago,
yes,
when Lewis did the Spanish Grand Prix. You know, Spanish, I'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the racing community, okay, enough of this. You leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's winning races and he's bringing people in.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is why it's not messing with Spain.
Hmm.
Remember when they did Spain, where they get a monkey chest and a banana peel on that stuff?
That's right.
5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In Madrid, enough of this. That's it. You got no more.
That's not surprising from Madrid, because we saw that. When we wrote an article on BASN Newsroom, when it was Black Athlete Sports Network, we talked about that. Spain has been one of the most virulent locations for anti-black racism, whether it's on the soccer pitch or elsewhere. And many great players. Yeah, but I'm just saying, they've had that pedigree for a while, so it's not like a surprise that somebody from there would be annoying. We had the Spanish manager, Aragonés, who got mad about Thierry Henry when they were playing against them in the Euro Cups.
That time,
Henry played for France, and Aragonés implored his team to go after that little French shit, his words.
Yeah.
And because of that, Henry said eventually, man, I don't need this nonsense. I'm going to the States. And he did. And he's done very well.
Yeah.
And had a great career. But that poison that the Spanish manager left, it was designated for the belief that we have to carry on this thing that we don't believe that black people are equal or better than, for real.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna let that go for next week. Do you have it next week?
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA is down to the Final Four. What do you mean by the Final Four, Michael?
Well, if it's Saturday, it must be Cincinnati. Who would have thought it?
that was a big investment.
I'm so glad. I'm really glad they made it.
Yeah, but you know, everybody now will know the price to pay because
yes.
Now that they're in, that's about $17 million to be in it.
Yep.
And that's not even counting seats in the stands.
Yes.
That's before anybody does anything, Gary. And then on top of that, you got to find out whether or not the Cincinnati fans will travel to go to the big games. And then, of course, sponsors come in. By the time ball is kicked, we're talking somewhere between $30 and $40 million for Cincinnati alone.
And you know the powers that be, would like to have a Georgia Alabama rematch. That's what they want.
Yes, they
do. That's what these people want.
Yeah, that's what they want. You're right, but they can't flaunt their own rules.
No.
And that, to their credit, is how Cincinnati was able to get in. Because we didn't think they'd get in. At least I'll say I didn't think they'd get in. I didn't think they'd get in either.
I really didn't.
I just thought there was too many.
When Baylor beat Oklahoma, said, okay, now we're clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just thought it was too many hoops for them to jump. They made it. We give them credit. Simple as that. That's a good thing. But it still doesn't change the fact that they're going to have to look at this like, all right, what can we get from this? Because it might be a one-time thing. $30 million for a one-time thing is a lot of money. Does this mean now that people will have to take Cincinnati seriously? No, but because the market was where it was, they lucked in and they got their one shot. Do you expect to see Cincinnati next year in the final playoff situation?
No.
Exactly.
No.
So this may be one of those rare times where they're allowed to go in there, take the money, and run. Because I don't think they'll ever get another shot at this, Gary.
No, I don't either. Because the NCAA was mad when BYU won.
I remember that.
It's still mad about BYU winning.
Yeah.
That was 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go watch what they call the first quarter of the Alabama Cincinnati game. I'm going to watch the referees and what they call. Because I believe that Cincinnati game by the first quarter, they was Alabama. But if the referees are on your side, you can't win.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think at any point did we realize how important refereeing or the lack of would lead to situations like this. So now with these playoff games, the referees' roles loom larger, and in the Super Bowl era, it's going to be even bigger. This Super Bowl that's coming up This will be the one where everybody will point to the referees and say, the fix was in.
And you got FanDuel, and DraftKings, and Lord have mercy, other things all over the place. And the NFL, here we go with this nonsense. NFL is already promoting a New England, Tampa Bay, Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, folks, if New England wins and Tampa Bay wins, I am not watching the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't think it was going to get to that point, but I'm inclined to agree with you, Gary. I don't think anybody wants to see it,
even though the TV networks may think it's a good idea, I don't think they want to see it. Now, in all honesty, New England has played well down the stretch. You know, Belichick, the Dark Lord, he is he's found a way for us to win.
You gotta tell me a rookie quarterback is gonna get you the Super Bowl. When's the last time a rookie quarterback is going to the Super Bowl?
But to get what they're thinking though, Gary. He's a rookie quarterback. But, you know, Belichick is a genius, so he can take a rookie quarterback and take him to a Super Bowl. See, that's what the angle is. Now, whether he does it or not, we'll need some luck with that. But I can see them saying that they want to do that. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, a few Super Bowls ago, that they were trying to orchestrate Eli and Peyton Manning into a Super Bowl. They wanted Eli Manning to win for the Giants, and they wanted Peyton to win for the Colts. So they could have that as their scenario, you know. But now it's a whole different story. There are too many potentially great black quarterbacks to look at, whether it's General Mahomes, General Jackson. They have to deal with that. Whether it might
Murray,
be
Murray and
well, I was going to say, whether it might be General Murray. Well, not General Murray yet, but he's definitely lieutenant. When they win a title, when they win a title,
he had to get the playoffs before he gets
the
stars.
Right. When he makes it to the playoffs, he gets the field promotion in general. But now, he has had the soundest offense in the league. I don't think the Cardinals have been held to less than 20 points but once this season. Every time they score consistently enough to win, most times they've scored 30 or more. And they've done that without breaking a sweat. They have a very balanced offense, and their defense is getting better. So if anybody from the NFC should come out, we would hope it would be the Cardinals, because we don't like Aaron Rodgers because he's a lying ass, and because I don't think any other team could put up a proper opposition to Mahomes or Jackson should they make it to the AFC. Mm-hmm.
And you said this a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They won't forget about what Aaron Rodgers did this year.
And they'll be hypocrites to do that, Gary, because when Terrell Owens was up for election, they talked about his moral shit and his personal stuff.
Something
had nothing to do with football. And Terrell Owens is not a bad person. He's a good citizen. He's never been in jail, never caught up with no crazy crap like that. But yet, because he's a type A personality and he's flashy, some people didn't like him. And they deliberately
America kept is it not up. Like the American psyche, not like a type A black personality. They don't like it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see
That's
it.
True.
They don't want to hear it.
Think about this, Gary. If Coach Dungy had been a type A personality like Terrell Owens, and he still had success in the league, and everybody knew he was good at what he did, do you think they would have made him a head coach?
No.
No.
No. There's no way.
Mm-mm.
And that whole issue, Michael, it plays with black quarterbacks.
That's
because
right.
You have to be a certain personality. You can't be boastful. You can't be bodacious. You can't be braggadocious.
Mm-hmm.
Your braggadocious and your motivation, they ain't gonna like you.
That's right.
You can't be quarterback. And I think that's what happened with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is suppressing his personality because he knows that if he acts like he acts, he will never be a Dallas Cowboy.
bugging the hell out of Jerry Jones because he's winning games. So
right.
Jerry can't say he benched him because he was playing poorly. He could say, I'm benching him because he's black and I don't like the fact he's winning these damn games. But he won't do that because that would also be felony assholery. However,
I got it right there.
Well, it's true. Felony assholery. Because you're making your situation worse in spite of yourself. You know, you have an answer to a solution. Like, do I need a quarterback? No, I got one. But he's the wrong color. And I don't like the fact he's the wrong color. And I hate the fact that I might get to a Super Bowl with him. So that really messes me up. I mean, seriously, this is a morality play, this thing going on with him and Dak Prescott. So it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to be so stupid and so racist that I want my Super Bowl title in spite of the fact that that nigga's playing quarterback for me? Are you really going to say that?
I'll tell you what, Michael. The Dallas Cowboys will never win the Super Bowl with Mr. Jones as the owner.
Uh-oh.
And there's the reason why. Jerry Jones cannot stay out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones has a good football team with Dallas. But he has the audacity to say he's the general manager. He's a meddler.
He has to have his stamp on the team no matter what.
Right, and this is why the Dallas Cowboys never win the Super Bowl. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, it's because he's a meddler. You can't be enough, or you can't be conscious enough of saying, all right, I own a very expensive piece of property in this team.
Yep.
I have people who have helped me to find pieces for this team.
Yep.
I have a front office that has done okay for the most part.
Yep.
Nobody's made any big, glaring Houston-like mistakes. So why am I not happy? I'm unhappy because my quarterback's not white. I mean, if you really have that, put Jerry up against the wall and you know, tie him up and burn cigarettes on his knees and whatever, he would say that, I'm feeling. And the fact that he would say it is the problem that's in the NFL.
That leads me to the next question.
Okay.
Irv Edwards said years ago, you play to win the game.
Right.
You play to win the game.
Right. But
so you're telling me that you would rather lose the game than to play your best quarterback. Are you crazy?
Yes. No, hold on. Coach Andrews didn't get to finish that statement. See, he said you play to win the game. But he didn't say, you better make sure you know what game you're playing first. And that's the difference. Now, when they line all this up, Gary, when this is all over, if he gets to the Super Bowl, this is what Jerry will have made. And I'm not even talking about certain other revenue streams. We know he gets $250 million for the TV rights.
He also gets
a piece of FanDuel
and
DraftKings.
Right?
And in addition to the fantasy action they get from that, there's underground revenue that may not be as much as it used to be because sport gaming is available now.
Right.
But it's still lucrative. And it's still a nice chunk of change.
Yep.
Before, if they got to the Super Bowl, Dallas would be picking up somewhere close to $250 million. Yes, exactly. I look at it. The check itself would say, Lord have mercy. And have all those bills underneath it. That's a lot of money. It really is. Mm. But if they were to do that, it still wouldn't be enough because it's not the way he wants it. It's not his ideal situation.
No,
if he has if Dak Prescott led Dallas to the title, he would have to say, okay, black people are human beings. Black people can be just as good as somebody at something else, even if I don't want to admit it. I can't ignore the fact that black people excel and they work and have just as much of a solid work ethic as any other ethnic group. See, these are all questions they won't say anything about, they won't care about, but they definitely will be look-in-the-mirror kind of questions for that son of a bitch. And that's exactly why. Okay.
When will the United States of America stop playing this game?
They won't. This is their game. Everything in the game has to do with color. From color peels down ethnicity. From ethnicity peels down influence. From influence peels down money. And from money peels down to how much do you have of it, who has the most of it, who does the most with it, and what happens when you don't have it. So
we got President Trump because of money.
Yeah, we did. And he was supposed
not
to be
because,
successful.
Not because, and see, that is, to me, that's the most dangerous. You know why it's the most dangerous? It's because you would sell your soul for green and anything else. That to me is very dangerous.
Right. So, sadly, G, that's the reality. And until we see Jerry Jones with Dak Prescott together at the podium, we're left to believe that because there's more reality in that than anything else that Jerry Jones has said to you. Dallas became a successful franchise.
What you got cooking for tomorrow night?
All right, tomorrow night we got the Mind Stream, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll lay some more grooves out there for you. We might sneak in a little holiday funk here and there. But for the most part, it's just status quo. Just listen to the show, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're available for now to the end of the year. I'm going to give you little sprinklings of funk here and there so that everybody can have a funky 2022 and get into the funk wars in earnest.
What you going to do for next week? It's Gary Dawson's birthday this week. I get a birthday.
I know. Well, we will find some way to adjust, but no matter what, there'll be great music, and we hope y'all will sit back and enjoy it.
Thank you, my brother. It's good talking to you. We always.
Thank you, my brother.
A good thing for me. Also, I want to say everybody right now, in January 8th, it will be a Roy Rogers tribute.
All right.
If you get all the old broadcasters on the air that day, we're gonna have a little bow wow.
That would be cool. No question. To our fearless leader, to salute to him, January 8th. From email for everybody, if you're working and traveling, please want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Wash your hands. Wash
your hands. Oh, forgot it.
Okay. I didn't forget. I want you going out there, especially now with the tornado blowing that funk all over the place. Oh, wash your ass. There's no funk going. Do you see them on TV now? There's been funk reported in Stockton, California. Somebody did not wash their ass, and they're poisoning everybody. No, wash your ass. Yes, please. And we're in
Thank you,
thank you, brother. Good night.
Take care. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here with the OJs. Buddy OJ's. Oh, you here with me? Yeah. All right. We got Big Tammy, Michigan, that you know, up in Iowa. And Big Ted, I got State Bulldogs. I'm in the MEAC title. Missouri Valley Conference is looking loose in North Dakota State. 38-7. Never in the game, a 21-3 first quarter score. Bison, they're going to eat the Tennessee this morning. South Dakota State Jackrabbits from Northern California, they play Sacramento State tonight. Jack Rabbits on a 4-game winning streak as they play Zach State tonight in Sacramento. Saturday State Tigers defeat Prairie View 27-10. The first out in Coach Deion Sanders' era, 64,000 people at the game. The youths are smelling roses, the University of Utah youths, and they defeat the Ducks. They play the Ohio State University Buckeyes on New Year's Day. Oregon will take on Oklahoma Sooners on December 29th. ACC, the Pittsburgh Panthers, beat Wake Forest 45-21. Demon Deacons play with Texas A&M New Year's Eve. Panthers host Michigan State December 30th. NCAA women, the Huskies, lose All-American Beckers with a twisted knee injury. Number 1, South Carolina. Number 2, UConn. Number 3, North Carolina State. Number 4 is tied with Maryland Stanford. Number 5 is the Baylor Lady Bears. We got the man in the mix here to see what we got here. Folks coming in the house.
Yeah, Gary, you just mentioned 64,000 people watching Jackson State, a program that's been revitalized.
5 years.
A program that's been revitalized by their coach, Deion Sanders?
Yes.
It's unusual, wouldn't you agree, often, that an outstanding player has difficulty being a coach? Because people have a hard time. Well, the coach has a hard time understanding that people may not have all the talent that the coach had in his glory years.
Okay.
But Deion seems to have succeeded beyond that.
The classic examples are this. And Larry Bird, when he goes to NBA, when Magic Johnson goes to the NBA, when baseball players get to be head coaches, they expect their players to play that like they do, and they don't have the skills. They don't have the skills to do it.
Right. Now, you've talked a lot.
Magic Johnson was one of the worst coaches because he expected everybody to be Magic Johnson, and it ain't going to happen.
Right. You've talked a lot about the shortage of black head coaches in the NFL. Given the number of black players that are in the NFL, the number of black coaches who are position coaches. We were just talking about the difficulty of a player stepping up through the ranks and becoming a head coach. And Deion seems to be doing it at the college level, but you just mentioned that other outstanding players have not been able to do that. Do you think that might be a barrier of some kind?
That's part of the problem. Other problem is, who are the owners? Who are they want people to look like you, right?
like me.
That's my problem. I just gave you an example earlier in the show with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is a problem for black people in the first place. Jerry Jones, if he had his way, he would have an all-white team and get his ass kicked for doing it. But that's Jerry Jones. So Jerry Jones is not going to pick a black coach because that's Jerry Jones. And look, you have three times as many black assistants over the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't there black coaches on? For every Caucasian coach, there are three black coaches. Assistants. You mean that we all assistants can't be a head coach? Get out of here. And that's part of the problem. The ownership does not want to go that way.
Right. Well, but it takes a special kind of, you and I have talked about this, a special kind of person to become a head coach. And as you said, you know, whether it's Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, not being able to do it. And it's remarkable, really, that Dion has. I mean, Dion, I think, was thought to be kind of a diva, a prima donna, but it's amazing the degree to which he's connected with these players.
But what Dion did was very unique. Dion came to Jackson State 3 months earlier. He said, look, guys, this is my first time. I'm going to make a mistake. He told them straight up, I'm going to make a mistake. Now, you tell another coach who just started, whatever they had.
Right.
No. I know everything. You can't tell me. There's a guy in Florida right now in Jacksonville who's doing the very same thing. How's he doing?
Well, you know, it's very difficult for anybody to admit their own flaws and that they're going to make mistakes.
And
you know, particularly when they're coming down off an elevated position. It is, and I think it's remarkable, and it's to his tribute. And it shows, I think, Dion. You know, I mean, we all need to grow as people, but he is growing as a person. In order to incorporate that part of himself.
No, Dion is an entrepreneur. What I mean is this. Dion can see that the SWAC needed new blood. I am the new blood. I'm going to do it this way.
Ah.
Now, he was going to either think or swim. Doing it Dion's way.
Oh.
Now, it so happened, it wouldn't. Dion,
but it's interesting, you know, his way is not my way or the highway.
Well, if your head goes, you have certainty that you...
No, but I mean, again, a person who comes in, I mean, how rare it is, as you said, for a head coach to come in early and say, hey, I'm going to make mistakes.
That's right.
I mean, you never hear that. Never.
No,
and it's unlikely to hear it from somebody like Deion Sanders.
Because the HBCU, it was allowed. Do you think that you did it in high school? Huh?
No, I think it's interesting for a person. You know, for
no,
a person.
You answer my question. You think Dion would say that to a white school?
Would Dion say that to a white school?
Yes.
I have no idea. I'm not in a position to comment on that. You would be.
Say that to a white school.
Huh?
Because you know why? Because of the leadership issue. That's why you would never say that to a white school. And see, that's the box.
But, you know, I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting for any leader of any race before any group to make that admission. I think it's a heck of a statement.
But I'm telling you this. Sanders would never say that at Oklahoma. He would never say that because he undermines the leadership at Oklahoma.
I see. Yeah. Hey, another thing I want to talk about.
99% of these guys are African American at Texas Dayton.
Right.
Was an issue.
Well, it's a giant step too. I mean, that program, I've read a little bit about it, was really in the doldrums where nobody went to the games, and now they got 64,000 people there, as you said today.
Well, HBCUs are in trouble all right around. It's not just Texas State. It's all over
right.
HBCUs.
Right.
And this is what Deion has done. Deion has said, look, guys, we have the SWAC and the MEAC. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, the SWAC is the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference need to join hands and say, let's go together. Now, the SWAC and the MEAC have been fighting this day for years. They do not want to join together. Well, guess what? In 2 or 3 years, because of Mr. Jackson, because of Texas State, and because of Coach Sanders, they're going to join forces. And you're going to see a vast difference in the HBCUs in the years to come because of Deion's vision. This has been done years ago.
Yeah. Is the SWAC, the SWAC, thought to be a step up in competition levels?
No, SWAC has always been a football conference because of Grambling, Southern University in Baton Rouge, and Prairie View A&M. Of course, we all know the majority of most of the old school football players that come from this way. It's where it's always been.
Yeah, didn't Grambling, they'll kind of get in trouble when they stepped up in class? And
No, whatever was, they had dormitory issue years ago, and people stopped going to Grambling because of their health issue.
Right. Hey, I want to change topics here. You talked a little bit about Deion being an entrepreneur. I want to talk about another kind of entrepreneur. Things aren't working out so well for him. Horse trainer Bob Baffert and last year's Kentucky Derby winner, Median Spirit, dying within a year of winning the Derby, although that win was set aside for alleged doping. And he's had 74 of his horses die on him in California alone since 2000?
Well, the racing industry got to make a change. They had to make a change. And the question is, when are they going to do it?
Santa Anita Track is one of the premier tracks historically, in Southern California.
This year. 20. Why? Why are they doing that?
Why are they doing what? Yeah, no, I didn't get what you said.
I said 20 horses have passed away this year.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's remarkable.
No, it's stupidity.
You know, it's like going to the, you know, the symphony and, you know, 20 musicians drop dead. It's like, what's going on?
Art. And here's the thing. They're allowing it to happen. Why? Why are they allowing this to happen?
Well, you're going to have to answer that for me because they're losing their own, you know, their own revenue machines, the horses.
They don't regulate themselves. You have to regulate. Look, every sport has rules, right? Every sport has conditions. Every sport has health hazards, right?
Right.
I know. Why is the racing community saying, hey, you need to change your rules?
No, but if they're self-regulating, as you say, and I agree with you, it's like they're literally shooting themselves in the foot. And you don't get too far in a race when you shot yourself in the foot.
That's it, right?
You know? And, I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, I read this article this week, and it's shocking, you know? And they said, ultimately, you know, I guess...
Because again, the powers that be, they don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
They're making the money, and they don't care.
Another aspect of this doping thing is this swimmer for Penn who has gender transferred from male to female and is wiping out all the female swimming records. But he had to undergo a year of chemical testosterone suppression. That's what it's called. And I'm wondering if that's a different kind of doping, in effect.
He did the same thing 3 years ago at the Olympics with the black woman from the islands. Remember that? They finally banned her from the Olympics.
Huh.
Because he was wiping out all the Olympic records.
Right. And I just thought it was interesting reading this, and you know, with all the you know, controversy around bonds and PEDs and all that, and you know, but here, you know, this seems to get, you know, a pass, you know, and it's still, you know, a chemical influence upon the sport.
That's because of the gender war, right? There's a gender war going on right now.
Right.
And that's happening right now. And when this gender war is over, you're going to see disaster all over the place. Because you have a way to change your gender. Now, if a man goes to a woman, he has the strength of a man. Question. Is he allowed to play female sports? Answer. I have no idea. because if you ban this man who turns to a woman, what about the reverse roles? If a woman tries to be a man, are you going to ban her too? No, because he's weaker than a man. So how do you regulate this?
Yeah. Well, going the other way, typically, I mean, you know, you hit the nail right on the head there, that typically, you know, the male, the person who starts as a male is, you know, typically bigger, stronger, et cetera. For a woman to transition to a man, she's not likely to be, you know, as big, strong, fast as men.
So here you go, you have a man who now becomes a woman who wants to play sports. Are you going to ban her from sports? If you ban her,
yeah.
Now, isn't that discrimination?
Good question. No, it's the brave new world here. Brave new world. Anyhow, I saw that this week, and And I just saw the parallels, you know, with the with all the doping controversy. And, you know, same day in the news, there was the horse who died allegedly for doping. You know, not necessarily a direct connection, but, you know, a horse who had won the Derby, you know, with apparently it wasn't much more than some liniment that contained a disqualifying substance, you know, won the Derby. I mean, my goodness. And then it's dead. And then, you know, same day we're talking about this other, you know, chemical issue with the...
Let me ask you a simple question here. Is that not cheating?
I'm not going to take a position. It raises the question. I don't know if it's cheating, but if PEDs are cheating, why is this not cheating? I mean, if you're gaining an advantage, and even you're saying, well, I want to be who I can be, well, you know, what about the guy who takes PEDs, who says, well, I want to be everything I can be. You know, I want to bulk up.
All right. If you condone this kind of behavior, where does it end?
Well, good question. You know, and I heard three words that I heard today that I don't think I've ever heard on the Grey Leopard Cove show from you. And those three words are, I don't know. I will join you in that. I don't know either. Hey, looks like the show's almost over. I just wanted to chime in. Hope you're getting ready to have a nice holiday season.
Thank you, my man. Hope you get to going into 1,100 shows in 20 years. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm gonna wrap up this show today. We're gonna get LPGA, Jin Young Koo. It's player of the year for LPGA as the Koreans take a sweep. Number one, Kelly Korda is the American. Jin Young Koo, number two. MB Butt, number three. Si Young Kim, number four. And Australian Korean, Lydia Ko, number five. PGA, last week, is the Heroes World Championship in Albany. Bahamas, hosted by Tiger Woods. Victor Hovland beat Scotty Scheffler last week by one stroke. Last week they were off in the WTA, and the China issue will not go away. The tennis Russian Federation beat the Croatian Federation to win the Davis Cup this weekend. They're in Guadalajara, Mexico, and Turin, Italy. Ashley Bird, number one, Australian. Djokovic, number one, from Serbia, as the year ends. NASCAR, Kyle Larson, is the Cup Series 2021. Alex Palou wins the 2021 championship in IndyCar. As I said at the beginning of the show, last week it was Saudi Arabia's Grand Prix of Verstappen, an 8-point lead over Hamilton. Mercedes-Benz have a 5-point lead over Red Bull. For the Constructors' Cup, Mercedes wants to keep an 8-year streak running. Hamilton gets the pole position for the Abu Dhabi race tomorrow morning. He wins the first practice and Verstappen crashes in the first practice. Hamilton wins the pole position. And the season ends on Sunday morning. If the only way Verstappen has to either outright time, same bad season.